What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with a little kind of Loki mini, kind of like I did with Ahsoka, where I kind of checked in from time to time, sharing some different thoughts on where the series was going. I want to do something very similar to Loki. Now, of course, if you don't already know, we've got the Loki TV Talk podcast that is available at LokiTVTalk.com. It is a completely separate podcast, completely separate feed. Myself, my co-host Lorraine are there. We're doing all kinds of deep dives into the episodes. And if you are curious, or if you're enjoying Loki, or if you want to learn more about the series and speculate about where it's going, as well as dive into some of the perhaps subtle Norse mythology that's being laid in throughout, be sure to check out Loki TV Talk. Awesome podcast. Love to have you listen and also rate and review that show. It's a really good thing to do. But something occurred this week during the most recent episode, Science Fiction, where we got an entire storyline that, for all intents and purposes, took place in a timeline or a branched timeline that no longer exists. Like, literally, the entire story, by the end of it, has been kind of wiped out. Loki goes off, he meets all these different variants, he gets the band back together, as it were, brings them all into this one branch timeline with Obi, but ultimately learns how to control his time slipping, and then goes right back to, presumably, the moment before the stuff hits the loom. You know what I mean? Like, all of these experiences, all of these different characters and their journeys that they had with Loki, theoretically, no longer matter. Now, granted, I do want to just acknowledge the fact that, you know, personally, I have a feeling we're going to return back to that moment on that branched timeline for a number of reasons that we'll get into with Loki TV Talk and that sort of thing. But for the most part, I just want to really talk about the structure of this episode and how Loki succeeded where the Flash failed. I know, it seems almost like a weird comparison, right? Except not really. So much about Loki is around time travel. Like, everything that Loki is doing has to do with time travel. And for anybody who's a fan of The Flash, the series, you know that time travel plays a massive role in the narrative storytelling of that show. Loki has been pretty tight, all things considered. And The Flash, at moments, had tight storytelling around time travel. But specifically, I want to look at the episodes where something took place in a branched timeline for, let's just say, our main characters. And by the time the episode was over, it's like the entire episode didn't exist. In The Flash, there's an episode where Barry Allen travels to the future and he sees what's going on. And we as an audience not only experience, you know, his story in living out this alternate future, but we also get the stories of a lot of different characters. The Atom and Allegra and Chester and all of these different characters at this point in the timeline are dealing with their own personal journeys. Atom has got his whole thing. He's trying to figure out whether or not he wants to be a crazy playboy, if he wants to settle down. He doesn't know. Allegra and Chester, will they, won't they? They will, and it's great. Or is it? Because by the end of the episode, it all gets eradicated and none of that actually happened because it was all in a branch timeline and Barry returns back home to do whatever it is he needs to do. We get a little bit of a preview of what's to come, you might argue, in that a lot of those things did happen. I mean, we never saw Adam again. And so I think for many of us, we felt a little cheated by the amount of time we gave to the episode for what was ultimately nothing. All the development for the characters, which went nowhere. Another kind of example of this is in the musical episode that Barry had with Supergirl. They're experiencing kind of this weird alternate reality, and we get these different characters with kind of alternate, you know, musical Iris and her dads, and all of these different storylines are going on, and you get kind of the advancement of these characters that you never see again. And not only do you never see them again, they don't matter. None of this existed. Looking at Loki, Loki took this storytelling opportunity to reveal things about the characters we know that we never knew before in this little pocket universe, in this little pocket episode, showing us who they are, or rather who they were, kind of their deep motivations that are true to our main kind of prime versions of these characters. And most importantly, every single one of their interactions, for the most part, was about their interactions with Loki. They had their own, you could argue, little micro arcs in that, you know, whether they're trying to escape from prison or and then want to, you know, oh, now I want to steal the temp pad so that I can go, you know, pop over into some banks and rob things. Or I want to be a science fiction artist one day and I want to be a writer. I want everybody to read my stuff. Or if you're Hunter B15, they don't give you a story. That's I'll get into that on Loki TV Talk. But that notwithstanding, every single one of these characters, especially Mobius, their stories are connected to Loki. And it's all about Loki's journey of recognizing his desire for community, for friendship, for a true found family that he doesn't want to give up. Now, he does want to also save all of existence slash not die. But ultimately, the episode and these variant characters serve the purpose of his own Loki, kind of our primary character's personal growth. And anything that's revealed about the characters is something that transitions over to the prime versions of them. We take that back with us. And let's just say they don't revisit this moment in time. Let's just pretend for a quick moment that this was it. That this episode was it, and we're not going to return there, and we didn't just see the origins of the TVA, even though it feels like we just saw the origins of the TVA. Let's just say that they go with that, that all of this was just a branch timeline and just kind of this moment for Loki to process his own emotions around things, as well as for us as an audience to understand all of these different characters and who they were before the TVA existed. It's a perfect way to use this storytelling device. And that's why Loki succeeds where the Flash failed, in using this kind of storytelling device. But anyway, we've got a lot more to say about this particular episode. I'm looking forward to talking to Lorraine about it. This week, Loki TV Talk is going to be a little late. We probably won't actually get it out until Monday. Typically, we like to get those out on Fridays, but this week, just with travel and everything else, it's not going to be until Monday. But that being said, I would love to hear your thoughts on the show, on the series. Send us all of your speculations, your stabs in the dark, if you will. You can send them into the show at LokiTVTalk.com. We've also let Loki TV Talk take over the TV Talk Twitter handle. So if you're following us, TV Talk FM on Twitter, I refuse to call it anything else. That's going to do it for us for today. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.